So this morning I wanted to talk a little bit about this new year and how we are looking ahead at everything that 2012 might offer. I perused the internet looking at the predictions that are out there for 2012 this year. Some of you may have heard the more popular ones. How many of you have heard the Mayan prediction for 2012? Yeah, that the end of time will happen on December 21st, 2012. And interestingly enough, ancient prophecy from Chinese, the I Ching prophecy, also claims that date, that very same date as being the end of time. The same date is predicted by something called WebBot. Do you know what WebBot is? WebBot is a software which tracks the most frequently used words, like keywords on the internet, and they use that to predict future events. The WebBot was supposedly accurate in predicting the terrorist attacks in 2011 and also the tsunami in 2004, and they are claiming December 21st, 2012 as the end of time. But beyond the end of time, there are other predictions for 2012. Sometime during 2012, the scientists are predicting a geomagnetic reversal. Do you know what that is? They're predicting a polar shift, that the North and South Pole are gonna reverse. And this shift is something that we're seeing signs of. They believe that last year when the blackbirds died in Arkansas and Louisiana, and when the drumfish died in the Arkansas River, when we had the earthquake here in Virginia, and I don't know if you heard, but there were two earthquakes in Japan last night, that those are all signs of this polar shift that we are looking for. The earthquakes in Japan, if you hadn't heard from them, happened pretty far. The center of them was pretty far away in the Izu Islands, I guess. So they don't believe that there have been any injuries caused by those. But it certainly is causing some shifting of the tectonic plates. On a lighter side, and there's a pun intended here, that NASA predicts that there will be a solar storm this year, that there's this solar max that cycles every 11 years. It was the same solar storm that was responsible for the northern lights being seen in Mexico in 1958. So we have that to look forward to in 2012. Also in 2012, they predict that 3D printing, three-dimensional printing, is going to become the norm. So, Kim, I don't know what that means for us here, but we are going to be on a journey. So don't know what your predictions are for 2012, but let's hear a little bit about what Scriptures has to say. I'm reading from Revelation, the 21st chapter. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.